next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes earned the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament after completing the conference season with a 12-6 record. Iowa will open play in the second round on Thursday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach McCaffrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
We're just excited about the opportunity to come to Indy and play in a great venue and a phenomenal tournament. You know, I feel really good about where our team is right now, and we're excited.
Fantastic. Let's go straight to questions for Coach McCaffrey, please.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the lines of Chad Latsino with Des Moines Register.
Hi, Fran.
Hey, Chad.
Jared Utoff has already landed as a third-team All-American. That's the first time the program's had anybody that high in 20 years. Probably going to be first-team All-Big Ten later today. Just maybe what does that mean for your program and just kind of for him?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just thrilled for him. You know, because as you well know, Chad, he's had an interesting journey. And you know, you talk about accomplishment, and we all know that you just don't end up there. You work your way to get there. And he's one of the most incredible workers I've ever been around. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, he had some bumps in the road, but, you know, really stayed true to who he was, continued to work, and continued to believe in himself. And he made it happen. You know, I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. But I'm just happy for him. You know, as it relates to the program, I think it just shows that, you know, we've got a great staff and we've got some great things in place that enable somebody to come in and put themselves in that position. So I think, you know, obviously we benefit from that, but, you know, for this, it's, you know, to me, it's all about him and what he's accomplished, and I'm thrilled.
Thanks.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Fran, along the same lines with Jared, it seems like when he's hitting shots, your team just offensively is so much better. What is it about that? Is it just kind of a confidence transfer, or is it just that he spaces out the floor so well that it enables guys to get open?
Well, you know what, Scott? I mean, I really don't think there's anything scientific. You look at any team, and any team's got a best player, and you need that best player to make shots. If you make shots, then everything else is a lot easier for everybody else. And he's done that pretty consistently all year long. You know, we lost a couple games, you know, in a row, you know, and everybody's like, ah, Jared's not shooting it as well. You know, I think back to the Indiana game, he's still at 18-8. He's still getting in double figures most of those games. You know, I mean, he didn't go for 29 like he did, you know, Saturday, but he's been pretty consistent all year. And when your best player shoots it like that, it takes pressure off everybody else.
When you guys have played at your best level, it's usually when your defense tightens up and sometimes you convert that into offense. What have you seen, you know, especially in man, that's helped you guys be so successful in converting defense into offense?
Well, I think you're right, Scott. I mean, it's exactly what happened the other night. I mean, we gave away a good portion of our lead against the 1-3-1, and it was necessary we get stops. So at the start of the game, we got stops. At the end of the game, we got stops. In the middle of the game was a little bit of both. But I think our, you know, I don't know that it's, you know, just our team that does that. I think most teams, when they lock in, now we run maybe a little more than some. But I just think when you're getting consecutive stops, if you can get your team to do that, it's going to completely energize your offense because you're going to get some easy baskets. Whether you choose to go every time or not, you're still going to get some easy baskets. And over the course of 40 minutes, you know, it's going to impact your team immensely.
Our next question comes from the line of Larry Lage with Associated Press.
Coach, might seem like ancient history, but what were you able to do to slow down Bryn Forbes in both matchups, something most teams weren't able to do this season?
Well, you know, I think I would give most of the credit there to Anthony Clements. I mean, I think he's a good matchup for Brynn, you know, in terms of size and athletic ability. He knows him. I think that helps a little bit. He studied him on film and really, you know, try to figure out where he gets his shots, how he gets his shots. You know, we tried to put some pressure on the passer, whoever that was, you know, different people at different times, depending upon what sets they're running. But, like I said, I don't think it was anything overly elaborate other than we marked him and we stayed after him. And I think the key is you cannot relax for one half of one possession if you're going to try to stop Brynn Forbes. Because if you do, he's going to get you. And I think we did a good job there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the mind of Nathan Baird with Lafayette Journal.
Hey, Fran. After last night's game, Matt Painter said that while the current tiebreaker setup benefited Purdue in this case, he was in favor of changing it going forward and said it was something he thought might come up at the spring meetings. Consider there's no, you know, true round robin. Are you satisfied with the way it's set up now, or do you want to see a change in these, like, three-way, four-way tie scenarios for the seeding?
You know, I probably should be in favor of change because we lost out each of the last 2 years. But to be honest with you, I never really studied it. We just play the games, and, you know, I'm fairly certain that the tiebreaker formula is a fair one. It's one that made sense when they put it together in the first place. So, I look at it like this. You know, you want to move up, win more games. I mean, I don't worry about the tiebreaker and where you end up. It's not something that I would – clearly, I wouldn't focus on because I don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew – somebody said to me after the game Saturday, if Indiana loses and Purdue wins, you know, we get the 4 seed. Okay. You know, that happens, it happens. You know, I'm not really that concerned about it. If it comes up in the league meetings, then what I will do is I will pay more attention to what it was and where it's going, because clearly that's a discussion that I need to be involved with. But, you know, I'm fairly certain that what we have now is fair, and we'll just deal with it.
Thanks.
Yep.
We got time for one more question for Coach McCaffrey, please.
And our final question comes from the line of Jeff Washburn with the Associated Press.
Hi, Fran. I know obviously right now your focus is completely on the Illinois-Minnesota winner because, you know, you can't go to the next round until you win that one. But considering the way Purdue's playing right now, and you seem to have the way to beat them, what would be the challenges of meeting them again in the quarters? And it's tough to beat a team 3 times.
Yeah. I don't look at it like that. I just look at it as it's tough to beat Purdue. They have a great coach. They have tremendous size. They have really good wing players. They defend. They're getting good play out of the point. You know, they put pressure on the ball. You know, for 40 minutes, full court. So, you know, they present a great many challenges to beat them. And, you know, it was two incredibly hard-fought games that we happened to be fortunate enough to win. And, you know, so if we're fortunate enough to face them again, we'll try to do it again.
Thanks.
Yep.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in Indy.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.